And now we are joined by WABC's political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan, and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. These are the Jewish holidays coming. These are very important times for everybody to take an inward look and to say, what are we doing? Where are we? I thank you for your wishes. This is a very special time for each of us to do some soul searching in these very difficult times. And thank you so much for making that point.
I think that's exactly kind of the message that President Barack Obama, former President Obama, has been reactivated, so to speak. He appeared in Illinois recently, in Orange County, and of course at John McCain's funeral last week. What do you think of this strategy by the Democrats moving into the midterms to redeploy President Obama, who has largely kept quiet until now since Trump was inaugurated?
As you know, Lucas, there is a general agreement that presidents do not criticize their predecessors. But that goes hand in hand, and Trump has been criticizing Obama, and his people have been criticizing Obama for saying negative things about him. But he has spent his entire time in office trying to stand on Barack Obama's shoulders and talk about how Barack Obama was terrible and is a bad person. And the same thing with Hillary Clinton. So this guy, who can't keep his mouth closed, is guilty of the very thing that he is now hypocritically, as usual, turning around and saying about the former President Obama. It's the height of hypocrisy. And for those of us who have listened to it, we can't believe what we're hearing. Here's a guy who says, and his people are out there all over the place deployed and saying he's broken precedent. But the person who's really broken precedent, of course, is the president himself. Let's remember that the Democrats got more votes totally in the United States than did Trump. There is a general acceptance now that Trump won the election, and that's true. He won the election under the rules, which are not good, of the Electoral College, and he won it. But he didn't get the most votes, and that is something we don't hear much, and we certainly don't hear it from him. So for Obama, who is an extraordinarily popular figure, who has won the presidency twice, is now on the ascendancy. There are those who think it's a mistake, because if he does it, he'll wake the Republican base. Well, the Republican base doesn't need any awakening. That's exactly what the President Trump is doing by going around and holding these rallies and screaming supporters who are very reminiscent of earlier times, frankly, in Germany and other places. This is a very strong time for Obama to come out and do his leadership.
Let's bring it a little closer to home down in New York City. Of course, the gubernatorial primary is coming up on Thursday between Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo and challenger Cynthia Nixon. And there has been a controversy that's developed in recent days over some political mailers.
Lucas, let me just say to you that this is really awful, and everybody knows it. The sitting governor, Andrew Cuomo, knows that his people sent out a mailer to basically Jewish constituents, hoping that they would bring the Orthodox community and others into the fray and voting for the Democrats, because they accused Cynthia Nixon of being anti-Semitic. Cynthia Nixon happens to be raising her children Jewish. She attends services on Saturdays and Friday nights, I believe. And she is a person who hasn't got an anti-Semitic bone in her body. The fact that they have been caught doing this has led to all kinds of scurrying around among the Democratic establishment. If not apologizing always where they should be, being severely criticized by the press, including the New York Times and others, for what this has been, what has happened here. This is the same Times, by the way, that endorsed Cuomo, but has really ripped into him for doing this. But politicians do this, and it's a very bad idea. I think we're all very upset about it.
WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for getting up so early in the morning. I really appreciate it.